Alaska is once again the land of the midnight sun. If you live in Utqiagvik, the sun won't set again for another 83 days. Brian Brettschneider, with our segment Ask a Climatologist, told Energy Desk editor Annie Feit the sun rose this morning in Utqiagvik at 2:54.
And this is notable because it's not going to set for quite a while, till 1:56 a.m. on August the 2nd. So it's literally going to become, as it does every summer, the land of the midnight sun. So, and this will actually be the first time it's midnight sun with the new name, after the name change. So there's something notable about that.
And do they have the same amount of 24-hour sun in the summer as 24-hour darkness in the winter?
Well, that's an interesting question, because there's this kind of this notion that, well, this all balances out. You know, you get all this sunlight in the summer, and then you get the darkness in the winter. But it's actually not the case. So up in Utqiagvik, they have 84 days with 24-hour sunlight. And in the winter, it's 65 days with no sunrise. So that's about a 19 or 20-day difference. So there's really, the summer is longer than the winter is by several weeks. And the reason for that is the shape of the Earth's orbit. So we're actually not quite a circle orbiting the sun. We're like an ellipse. And in the summer, we're farther away from the sun. So to conserve angular momentum, the Earth moves a little slower around the orbit. And so consequently, our summers then are longer than our winters.
That's amazing. That's not a small difference.
It's not a small difference. There are some other considerations based on the trajectory of the sun and the size of the sun's disk. But that's true everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, that summer is longer than winter.
It seems like we're cheating or something.
Well, so when people say, yeah, but you know, you get all this daylight in the summer and darkness and it all evens out, and that's not actually the case. Again, if you map out the amount of daylight for the entire globe, it maxes out right at the Arctic Circle. So right here through Alaska, we actually get more hours of daylight through the course of the year than they do, say, in the lower 48, anywhere in the lower 48, or anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. Today being May 10th, pretty much anywhere in Alaska, from Fairbanks, Anchorage, Juneau, we're actually already have more daylight than they'll see in the lower 48, even on their longest day of the year. So we're really adding daylight fast, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes a day, depending on your latitude. And still have about another 5 or 6 weeks to go to add even more daylight.
All right. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.